So let's review. The Gemara continues with several brises about halachas pertaining to price inflation alluded to in the siman mentioned in the previous daf. Siman oitzri peiris ein oitzrin ve'imitzin ve'imistakrin pamayim ve'beitzim asrin ve'loy mitzin. Ve'imistakrin, tan rabbanan. Ve'imistakrin be'eretz Yisrael bedvarm shesh ben chayi nefesh kagon yenis shmonim v'salasas. In Eretz Yisrael, a person may not buy and resell food items that are life staples such as wine, oil, and flour because this causes the prices to inflate since the price includes an additional profit for the retailer. Rather, as the Rashbam says, ela balabayis asma yimker litzrichim. The original owner should sell these items directly to the consumer so that the price includes only a profit for him. However, the Rashbam adds, Liknes chitin b'lefeis pas mutri kivin ikar tirchashari. One may buy wheat to bake and sell as bread because his profit is for his labor, not for the sale of the actual item. The Gemara continues, Amar laval Rabbi Elazar ben Azari shahayim mistaker b'yayin v'shemen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari would buy and resell wine and oil because b'yayin sublok Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. He concurs with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira who discourages the sale of wine. And b'shemen, b'asid Rabbi Elazar ben Azari shchiach mishcha. In his city, oil was plentiful and the price was extremely low. Pamayim b'beitzim. Tan rabbanan, emistakrin pamayim b'beitzim. One may not receive a double profit for selling eggs. Plegi ba'arab v'shmul. They offer differing explanations of the words pamayim b'beitzim. Chadomer achad trei. One explains that it means that the retailer may not charge twice their value, but he may charge less, even if it's more than a shtus 1/6, because as the Rashbam explains, beitzim ein bem chayin nefesh kol kach v'gam terech meruba v'rebech muad. Since eggs are not life essential and selling them is a lot of work with only a small gain, the chamur lenient with the poor person who sells them and permit him to take a larger profit. Chadomer tagar l'tagara. The other explains that it means that one retailer may not sell eggs to a second retailer because this causes the price to increase, since the price includes an additional profit for the second retailer. The Rashbam adds, however, Bishar Dvar Mutter, regarding other items, one retailer may resell them to a second retailer because Shem Yekirzeh Yimtzachem Shemachr Bezel. If he sells for a high price, the consumer can find another retailer that sells for a lower price. Masriyan. Tanrabban Masriyan al Pragmat Yeshuhuzlav Afil Bishabas. If the value of luxurious items decreased drastically, one must daven even on Shabbos that the price should increase because, as the Rashbam explains, the ein kan hefsed laniyim im yekiru. The poor people do not buy these items and they have no loss if the price increases. Yesus says, v'hu dizal v'kam asar b'shita. One must daven only if the price decreased to almost half its value and that now one can buy 10 items for the price of 6. But if the price was greater, one does not daven that the price should increase. A person may not leave Eretz Yisrael even during times of famine, unless there is extreme inflation and one must pay one seller to acquire two sa of grain, because as Rashbam explains, in Chutz Laretz one is unable to observe the mitzvahs that are exclusive to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. One may leave Eretz Yisrael only if there is no food available for sale. One may not leave Eretz Yisrael if there is food available, even if the price is very expensive, and one must pay one seller to acquire one sub grain. And for this reason, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Elimelech machlon v'kilyon gedoyli hador hayu, parnosei hador hayu, amamnei manenshim amnei sheyatsu me'eretz luchutz laretz. Although Elimelech and his two sons Machlon and Kilyon were leaders of great stature, they were punished and died suddenly because they left Eretz Yisrael during a famine. The Gemara Amud Beis cites Rabbi Shubin Karhu who disagrees and says, Chas v'shalom shafila motzi subin lo yatsu. Even if there was only bran available, they would not have left Eretz Yisrael. Rather, they were punished because shahoyil and levakish rach m'adar m'lay bikshu. As Jewish leaders, they were obligated to daven on behalf of their brethren that rain fall and the hunger should cease, and they did not do so. Rabbi Yechanan makes another distinction. Lo yishonu el mois bezoil uperis b'yoker. One may not leave Eretz Yisrael only if there is money available to buy the food, even though the prices are expensive. One may leave Eretz Yisrael if there is no money available to buy the food, even if the prices are cheap, that for one seller one can buy four sa. As Rabbi Yechanan attested, Nehir nekad hava kaimen arba asoin besela v'avnafish nefichichafen betvarim in the less iser. In Tveriyah, many people died of hunger because they had no money to buy the food, even when prices were cheap. The Gemara proceeds with several agadic statements regarding Rus, who was first married to Machlon, and after he died, she was married to Bayez and became the matriarch of Machlon's Beis David. On the day that Rus arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the wife of Bayez died, as Rashbam says. This teaches us, Shakadosh Baruch Hu makdim refu lamaka, v'yesh le l'adam levtech b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem prepares the cure before the illness comes. Therefore, during times of suffering, a person should place his trust in Hashem. Amar Rabba Baravuna Amar Rab. Evtzan ze Bayez. Bayez is also known as Evtzan, who is one of the Shaiftim. And Vayehi lo shleishim banim v'shleishim banos v'kulan meisu b'chayev. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters, and they all died during his lifetime. As Rashbam explains, this teaches us, shem nasa adam isha b'bachrusay, yisi isha b'ziknusay. If a person married and had children and his wife dies, he should remarry in his older age to have more children, because shem yimusu banav me'ishta rishayim b'chayev v'lo yi lo zachar. It is possible that all the children from his first wife might die, and he will be left with no descendants. Amrav Chanan bar Rava Amrav, Elimelech v'Salman u'Pleni Almoni v'Avi Nami, Kulam b'nei Nachshon b'nei Amenadav hein. These four people were all brothers, sons of Nachshon b'nei Amenadav, and this teaches us, Shafila Mishi yesh le'yischus avis, eino emedis le'bishor sheyetzi me'aretz l'chutz l'aretz. Even though Elimelech had great ancestors, their merits did not protect him from punishment for leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara concludes with two brises regarding the pasuk v'chaltim yoshen noishen. During prosperous times, the produce will become enhanced with age and be fit to be eaten. The price explains, Beloi Salmantan. And Rav Nachum explains that this means Beloi Ratzinasa. The produce will not become infested with worms that cause it to rot. While Rav Shesha says, Beloi Shadifa. The produce will not be struck by strong winds whose heat causes it to spoil. The second price says, V'achaltim Yashin Noishin Melamet Shekola Meyushin Mechaveri Haba Yafa Mechaveri. The word Yashin teaches that the aged produce will be superior to the fresh produce. And the superfluous word noishin teaches that devarim she'ein darkan liyashnan, even food such as fruit that usually becomes spoiled, will also become enhanced with age. And the second half of the pasuk v'yashim in the chadash teitziu teaches shehayu oitzus malein yashin v'granus malein chadash v'ha'yisrael oimrim heich noitzi zem neizeh. When the new crops were harvested, the storage houses were still filled with the old crops, and the yidden were forced to empty the older crops from the storage houses to store the new crops. Rapapa says, Komili atika ma'alya labarmi tamri b'shichra b'harsna. All food items are enhanced with age, aside for dates, beer, and small fish. Hanulach perek ha-moichas, Asfinu ha-baruch Hashem completed the fifth perek of Masechta Baba Basra, and the next year we'll begin the sixth perek ha-moichas, Be'ezus Hashem.